Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something a little different. It's a children's short story.
That's right. It's called The Sunflower That Danced with Snowflakes. Sounds sweet, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes the simplest stories have, well, quite a lot packed inside.
Exactly.
So our mission today is kind of peel back the layers, look beyond just the plot, and find the bigger ideas hidden in there.
Ideas about maybe not fitting in, about timing, collaboration even.
Yeah. It's all about this sunflower who decides to, well, dance when maybe she shouldn't, when all the rules say hibernate. Okay, let's get into it.
Right. So first up, the setting. It tells you a lot straight away.
Chilleyville.
Yeah, a frosty little town called Chilleyville. I mean, the name says it all, right?
Definitely frosty. Definitely chilly.
It's a place built around winter, around things being cold and maybe a bit rigid. And then, bam.
A sunflower.
A sunflower growing right there in the snow. It's fundamentally wrong, biologically speaking.
Huh. Right. It immediately sets up this idea that maybe things don't have to follow the usual rules.
Precisely. It makes the impossible seem possible from page one.
And our main character, Sunny, tell us about her.
Well, she's just like her name. Bright, bold.
And full of boogie. I love that description.
Me too. It tells you she's all about energy, about movement, and she's making a choice. Everyone else, underground, hiding.
But not Sunny. She's standing tall. She's even got earmuffs on.
Ready for a party, basically. Not bracing for survival, but celebrating.
Which, of course, doesn't go unnoticed.
Oh, no. Not at all. Her being different, being out there, it causes a stir.
So who pushes back first?
Well, you've got the daffodils. They're snug underground.
Safe and sound.
And they sneered, the story says. Told her she'd freeze her petals off. Direct criticism.
Ouch. Peer pressure from below ground.
Then there's the snowman next door, kind of the neighborhood authority figure, maybe.
Yeah, the established winter resident. He warns her, too.
Right. And then you have the squirrels. This part's kind of sweet, actually.
They offer her tiny jackets.
Yeah. So it's not all negative. Some are worried, trying to help her fit in, maybe. Or just be safe.
It shows different ways people react when someone breaks the mold, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sneering, warning, trying to help.
Absolutely. It's a neat little picture of community reactions. But Sunny, she's not easily swayed.
Why not?
What
keeps her out there?
She has this core belief, a philosophy almost.
About joy.
Yes. She literally asks, why should I wait for spring to feel the joy?
That's a big question for a little sunflower.
It really is. It challenges that whole idea of deferred happiness. You know, I'll be happy when...
when it's warmer, when things are easier, when everyone approves.
Exactly. And she's not just thinking it. She's living it. She says this while she's doing the cha-cha by the frozen pond.
The cha-cha. Mm-hmm. So the dancing isn't just fun. It's her statement.
It's her act of rejection of waiting. Her joy is now. Her movement is her message.
So she's basically saying, my happy season is right now. In my heart, not on some calendar.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty profound for a kid's story. It is. A big takeaway in a small package.
Okay, but being brave, being different, it often leads to challenges, right? You can't just cha-cha defiance forever without something pushing back.
And that's exactly what happens. The story introduces a crisis, a real test.
It's a storm.
Yes. Not just any snow, but a super sneezy snowstorm. It sounds kind of funny, but the impact is serious.
Super sneezy implies it's sudden, overwhelming, maybe a bit chaotic.
I think so, and it does what the warnings couldn't. It buries her dance floor, the snow piles up.
And the cold gets serious.
It freezes her roots stiff, that's the key. It stops her movement.
Oh, wow. So the one thing that defines her, her boogie, her cha-cha...
it's taken away.
Exactly. It hits her right at her core, literally her roots. She can't move. She's stuck, shivering.
And that must be terrifying for her. Does she doubt herself then?
She does. There's this moment, a really important one, where she thinks, maybe they were right. Maybe this was a bad idea.
The flicker of doubt. The cost of her choice suddenly feels very real, very cold. It's that moment where individuality feels less like strength and more like, well, being alone and frozen.
So here's a question then. Why doesn't this story just have the sun come out, reward her for sticking it out alone? Why bring someone else in?
That's a great question, because I think the story's message evolves here. It's not just about individual defiance anymore.
Okay.
Her solo act, her individual boogie, wasn't enough to beat the really big storm. The crisis shows the limit of going it completely alone.
So she needs help.
She needs connection. And help arrives in a very unexpected form.
A snowflake.
Right. A single gentle snowflake named Flurry.
But wait, a snowflake? Isn't snow the problem?
Ah, but Flurry isn't just any snowflake. The details are fantastic. He has tap shoes.
Tap shoes. A snowflake with tap shoes.
And a tiny bow tie. It immediately tells you he's different, too. He's part of the storm, yes, but he brings rhythm, control, artistry.
Okay, tap shoes mean rhythm, sound, not just cold silence.
Exactly. He's bringing a different kind of energy from within the cold itself.
So he finds Sunny stuck and freezing. What does he suggest?
Well, Sunny explains she can't move, and Flurry doesn't say, oh dear, let's wait for the sun. He says, let's warm things up with a blizzard boogie.
A blizzard boogie. So using the blizzard itself.
That's the genius of it. It's not about fighting the snow anymore. It's about dancing with it. It's a total shift from solo protests to radical collaboration.
Okay, this is getting interesting. How does a blizzard boogie work? Especially with cap shoes.
Well, Flurry doesn't do it alone. He calls for backup.
More snowflakes.
Every snowflake in the sky. The very things that buried Sunny are now called in to help.
Wow. So the problem becomes the solution.
Kind of, yeah. They all start spinning, twirling, and crucially tapping their icy toes. Imagine that sound.
A whole sky full of tiny tap dancers.
And all that movement, that rhythm, that collective energy. It starts to shake the packed snow loose around Sunny's roots.
Like vibrations, kinetic energy.
Exactly. The story doesn't use those words, but that's the feeling. The coordinated beat, the shared movement, it generates enough energy, enough friction maybe, to thaw her frozen roots.
So it wasn't magic heat, it was dynamic action. Movement created warmth.
Precisely. Collective rhythmic energy overcoming the freeze. And once her roots are thawed,
she can move.
She can wiggle. She can jiggle. She breaks into a full-on snowflower shuffle.
A snowflower shuffle. I love it.
And she's spinning with the snowflakes now in sync. She's part of this amazing collaborative dance, sun and snow, finding a rhythm together.
So the journey went from me against the cold to us creating warmth through movement. That's way more complex than just be yourself.
It really is. It's about finding connection, finding a shared rhythm, even with things that seem like opposites.
Okay, so the boogie works, the storm passes.
Uh-huh.
What happens then? What do the townsfolk see? The daffodils and the snowman.
They come out and they see the sight. The story calls it the strangest, happiest sight. Sunny, there, surrounded by sparkling snow.
And the snow itself is different.
Yeah. It says the snow sparkled a little brighter. That's important.
Why? What does that signify?
It shows her actions didn't just save herself. Her dance, her collaboration with the snowflakes, it actually changed the environment. It made Chillyville itself a little brighter, a little more joyful.
So her being different and then finding a way to dance through the difficulty actually benefited everyone. It wasn't just a personal victory.
Exactly. The town was changed, improved, because someone dared to dance out of season and then found a way to bring others into that rhythm.
Which leads us nicely into the main lessons the story wants us to take away. And it spells them out pretty clearly, doesn't it?
It does. Sunny herself delivers the final philosophy, the life lesson.
What does she say?
She says, don't wait for perfect weather to do what makes you happy. Dance where you're planted, even if it's in snow boots.
Dance where you're planted, even in snow boots. I like that. It's not just about enduring the tough times.
No, it's about using the tough times, yeah. Using the snow boots as part of your dance gear.
Finding joy and action within the circumstances, not waiting for them to change. Be yourself, find your rhythm, maybe find your own snowflakes to dance with.
Yeah, you don't have to fit the mold the daffodils expect. You find your own way to thrive.
And the story also connects this to, well, actual science, right? It grounds the fantasy a bit.
It does. It reminds us gently about the real world facts. Sunflowers, they need warmth.
Oh.
Sunshine.
They're summer plants.
Right. And snow. It's frozen water, cold. Plants don't usually grow in it, let alone dance.
So by stating the scientific reality, the story makes Sunny's achievement seem even more magical.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just more impressive.
I think impressive, yeah. It uses the impossibility in nature to highlight the possibility in spirit, in determination, in collaboration.
And maybe it makes kids curious too, like how do plants survive winter? What are seasons really about?
Could be. It sparks that little bit of wonder about the natural world while delivering its emotional message.
So when you put it all together, the science facts, the defiance, the collaboration, what's the real value here?
Well, I think it's that blend. It shows the rules, what nature usually dictates.
Like seasons.
Exactly. And then it shows what can happen when you combine individuality with dynamic cooperative energy. It suggests reality can be a bit more flexible than we think.
If you refuse to just stay frozen.
If you choose to dance, essentially. It's a story against just giving in, against inertia.
So for you listening, what's the big takeaway? If you're facing something tough, maybe a challenge at school, or feeling a bit down, or just stuck.
Maybe the message is that being different, the thing that makes you stand out, that could be your strength.
Like Sunny's brightness in Chilleville.
Yeah. But maybe you also need to find your blizzard boogie. Find a way to move with the challenge. Maybe even find others to create some energy with you.
Don't just wait for the springtime in your life.
Right. Don't wait for perfect weather. Find your joy now, where you're planted.
The story ends with a direct question, doesn't it? Challenge.
It does. It asks you, the listener, can you dance like a sunflower in the snow?
And it even suggests trying it. Physically? Stretch your arms like petals.
Twirl like a snowflake.
It's an invitation to embody that spirit. So maybe give it a try. Find your own snowflower shuffle.
Remember, being different might just be the thing that makes you, and maybe even the world around you, sparkle a little brighter.
Find your blizzard boogie. Shake things up.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.